Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
I just want to pray right now, praise God. How many of you know that there's a division, amen? Look at your neighbor and say, division. There is a division. I'm going to talk about the division on today, amen. And beloved, as it was, I have talked one time ago about where I down, amen. That was concerning Adam when they first fell in sin. But now we're in the New Testament day, praise God. And I want to ask you on today, who are you? So we already knew that Adam was disconnected, but now I want to ask you, who are you? Look at your neighbor and say, who are you? Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray. If they happen to get the meeting together, then we'll remember. But in the meantime, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord. Lord, I ask that you increase, that I decrease, Lord. Lord, we ask right now that your real word would touch the heart and soul of thy people on this day. Let your word meet them at their knees. Let their word, hallelujah, let your word bring salvation. Let your word bring healing. Let your word, Father, bring reconciliation. And Lord, that you exalt the believers on today. Lord, let this word ring in their heart. Let it be engraved upon the table of their heart, Lord, that they will not leave the way they came. And everyone in the God say, amen. Well, beloved, we find out in the book, amen, the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter. I want you to turn here if you don't mind, amen. Because there's something going on. I'm going to be going through certain chapters, praise God. I want to get to the division. Well, amen, God, what's the division? Well, I find out when you're disconnected from God, there's a division because you're no longer connected to your light source. Because see, we find out that Jesus, he is the light. He said he's the way, and he's also your light source. Can I get an amen? I want you to know, beloved, if we that follow in Ephesians, the second chapter, going down from 1 through 5, it says that, and you have equipment who was dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, where by nature, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, the children of wrath eat as others. But God, someone say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, has he quickened us together with Christ by grace.
Being revealed, Lord, we ask right now that you protect those, Lord, protect the minorities, protect those that are being singled out, all the yes, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you right now for your revelation, knowledge, Lord. We rebuke and bind up this contract, this assignment to kill minorities, Lord. We go against, we rebuke and bind up that assignment, that order that's been sent out to do genocide in this country against people, Father, against the poor. Yes, and we're not. We rebuke it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And even right now, Lord, let the righteous, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say right now, Lord, that we shall go into the enemy's camp, and the righteous do take it by force. We do take it by violence. We will take back what the enemy has stolen. We stand on your promises tonight, Father. You said, Lord, that we would trust you. Lord, that we would seek you, and we would seek your kingdom and all your righteousness. You would add unto us. You said, Lord, that we would be obedient, and we will follow you, Lord, that you will bless us, Lord. So we stand on your word, not just for the blessing, but we stand on your word, Father, for you have called us. You have given us an assignment. And, Lord, we want to run this race to the end. So, Lord, I ask you on tonight that you give us a triple dosage of endurance on tonight, that we will continue to be able to endure to the end, no matter what come our way, no matter what storm, what type of temptation, whatever it may be, Father, we will stand even in the midst. Lord, we will not be moved. We will not be shaken. Hallelujah. For you said, what will separate us from the love of Jesus? It will be nothing, hallelujah, that will separate us. And we thank you on tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I was praying, praise God. I heard in the spirit that there was an order given, hey, to assassin, to kill. Amen. That's why I started praying about this destroying that spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. There's so many places out there right now, so many different type of principalities that are operating. I was sharing with Pastor Gilliam earlier today, praise God, in Yonkers, New York, when I was out there one day. I happened to notice down there by their downtown section that there were two gargoyles on the building. I said, I never seen that. Even when I used to live out there at one time, I never realized what was down there, the two principalities that were ruling in that city. Amen. And I said, my goodness, when I seen that a few years ago, I understood that there are so many different principalities that are operating in different cities. You'll find symbols, you'll find all type of things, but one thing for certain, praise God, that we have to understand that we're living in a time, amen, that the spiritual warfare is intensified, amen. Mm-hmm. And I wanted just to share something on tonight. I know many of you have came on, praise God, maybe the ones that just came on during the prayer, amen, might have a prayer request or a testimony, but I want to say tonight that I want to share just a small word with you, amen. I didn't have nothing planned, nothing scripted up, amen, but this is on my spirit, so I just want to share this with you right now. We're talking about Lazarus, amen. We all know the story about Lazarus, how the messenger was sent to Jesus, and he waited some time, amen, before he came back, and there was some danger involved in him going back to see Mary and Martha. And they had just came through a situation. But one thing I like what Jesus said. He said that in the daytime, amen. In other words, when you're with God, that was with the day. See, when I was reading John earlier, when we had Bible, so I was telling the people, I said that, amen, that one thing was for certain, praise God, which was this, that it speaks about that the light was among the darkness. And we found out that the darkness was those that were still in sin, amen, when Jesus came on the scene. But the one thing I wanted to say tonight is that Jesus, when he got to the scene, there was all type of things going on. People were mourning. People were crying. Folks were saying, you know, all of you had got here sooner. And, you know, one thing I want to let you know is that God's will must be done. So there's going to be some things that are going to happen, and some folks are going to be saying, well, God, why'd you let this happen? Or God, if you had did this, and God, if only you had done that. Well, some people keep on forgetting that God's will must be done. And that's why Jesus said that I was glad that I was not here, that y'all might believe that God has power, the Son of Man got power to raise the dead. Why? Because he wants to let you know that he has given you that same power, amen. And many of us have not really touched in and exercised the power that God has given us. And we have a tendency to say, well, I'm going to go to so-and-so, I'm going to ask the so-and-so to pray for me. And God is saying, I've given you the power to do these things. Jesus said, these things that I do, you shall also do as well. In other words, he's saying you will do greater things. That's what he did say, if you don't mind me correcting myself. He said, these things that I do, you shall do, and greater things shall you do. In other words, he was saying that what I did was just the tip of the iceberg, but you will be able to do greater things because as you have faith. And see, the thing was, they couldn't do nothing until the Holy Ghost came, amen. But once the Holy Ghost came, praise God, they were endowed with power. See, so we understand that we've not only been endowed with power, but we've also been given authority. So God has blessed you. So Jesus got to the situation. He got there. He seen that the people were emotional and everything else was going on, praise God. But when we find out, amen, that in the midst of all that, he said, well, show me where you have laid the body. And see, now here's a situation that really puzzled me because I'm thinking that they believed that God was able to do so much. He was able to, Jesus was able to cast out demons, heal the sick, even the little boy and the little girl. He was able to do so many different things, praise God. But now he's saying, well, show me where you laid the body. And what happened to their faith? Because now they're saying, well, Lord, the body sure should stink about this time. Like, in other words, why would you want to even look at the body? My God. In other words, they were saying, it's too late now. It's done. You know, because they think, well, he's only going to raise up when the resurrection comes. But see, the resurrection was already there. Salvation was right there. But what God was really trying to show them was that you got to have faith even in the midst of death. Even when, see, because people look at what they see. And God said, you can't go by what you see, amen. But see, God is calling out a lot of people out of their situation. Some people are in some situation that they're still bounded up in. Some people got some things that is that, you know, I like to say, if you don't mind me saying it this way, that are stinking. Amen. So let's see, one thing about their tradition, they wrapped up the people in their linen, they put them inside these tombs, amen. And there was probably more than one person in there named Lazarus, but I want you to know that God knows your situation, and God knows your name. He knows how many hairs you got on top of your head. And see, God's about to call you out of some situation. See, God got to call you out of a situation. Why? Because sometimes when we are caught up in different things, I remember in the Bible, who was it? I believe it was Eli, when he was being called, amen, and he kept on saying, here am I, Father, here am I. And he didn't understand God was calling him for a purpose. God was calling him to a situation. Some things God's about to call you out of. He doesn't want you to be all tangled up in certain things, certain people. You've been doing things that he doesn't want you to be caught up to. But I heard you just saying, Lazarus, come out. My goodness, he said, Lazarus, come out. And see, Lazarus came hopping out, amen. And I'm telling you, there could have been about 20 people in there that had the same name, but God know you. He knows who he wants to call. And many of us have been called God to do great things. And God said, you still saying that naked. You up there dead in your grave clothes. But he wants you to come out your grave clothes, amen. Because when he came out hopping, they said, now loosen him. Loosen him. God, we want to loose some things. There's some layers on some of your lives, amen, that God is unraveling. He's unwrapping, amen. He about to, you know, you ever see a caterpillar when it gets a cocoon and it goes in and it becomes a butterfly, amen. Well, there's some of you that's in a cocoon, amen. And I want you to know that God's saying that you're about to burst out of that situation. You're about to go to the next level. He's saying that some of you are about to be broken out of that stinking relationship, that situation. There's some people that have been around you that have been trying to stagnate you. But I want you to know that you're breaking out of those chains, amen. The chains are being broken on tonight, praise God. There's a deliverance in the atmosphere. God said, don't entangle yourself back with the things of bondage. Don't entangle yourself back with people that he has set you free from. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, but God said there are some people that you don't need to go back to. Don't entangle yourself with old relationships that only cause you to be bitter, only cause you for harm and death. But then God said also, amen, praise God, that he has called you out. So now that he has called you out, now you're about to step into a new life, amen. And there's someone on the phone tonight that is even in ministry, and you've been asking God to give you direction and to give you strength, amen. But God said, I've already been directing you. I've already got my hand in this situation, and you have to stop doubting me. My goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Come out of me. Hallelujah. He said, because what I have given you, whatever I have told you to do, he said, trust me. Matter of fact, he said, step out, for greater things that you do. In other words, he's saying that I'm giving you the greater thing. I have already given you the authority and power. Why aren't you speaking into the situation? He said, speak into your situation. Amen. And when I do what I have called you to do, when I do what I have promised you I will do, amen. So God is saying, now it's time for you to come out. I don't know what your name is, praise God. Whatever your name is, if your name was Lazarus, I would tell you, Lazarus, come out. Amen. God wants you to come out. Come out of that cave, amen. A lot of you have been in a cave, praise God. You know when you're inside of a cave, praise God, there's not a whole lot of light inside there. But I found out that when you're in a cave, amen, there's a place where sometimes God will have you, amen, so he can talk to you, so he can drop some things into your spirit, praise God. But you don't stay there too long, amen. But there's something about the cave on the inside, amen. I've come to find out that in a cave, there are different, what they call quadrums, and there are different things that take place. But there also, there's a place where you can have shelter and protection as well. But I want you to understand that God has brought some people into that cave. Why? Because he needed to close the entrance. He needed to talk to you. He needed to have you in a position where you can hear his voice. But when he prepared and he finished talking to you, amen, he said, now come out of there.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And see, there was some that was entangled. That's why I said, God said that you that was entangled, he's moving the straps. He's moving the linens. That grave clothes are no longer going to be on you. Some of you were smelling like the grave. My goodness, I don't know who I'm talking tonight. He said, some of you were smelling like you had grave clothes on. But he said, now, no more, because he has called you out, and he has removed those clothes, and he has moved those clothes and put on the clothing of life. Amen. Because
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So on tonight, beloved, I don't know who you are, where you at. I don't know what's going on in your life, but God do. And he wants you to know that this night, amen, it's time for you to step into the calling, into your purpose. And he said, don't doubt me, because I have made provision.
Yes, Lord.
I heard a woman of God tell me one night, she said, man of God, when God give you a vision, he gives you the provision. I wanted to echo that because I know that it is true. It's sure to be true. Amen. Because God keeps on sending people my way. Amen. He keeps on having strangers calling. I mean, it's amazing when you know that when you meet strangers, when people find you. And I'm going to tell you something. People will find you just like the enemy will find you, praise God. But I wanted to share with people early on today. I said that there was a man, amen, that was in a hospital. And he had died. And they didn't understand why this man died, praise God. So in this particular room, every Sunday, about a quarter to 11, somebody would die in this room. And they didn't understand. They were really dumbfounded. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't explain this phenomenal thing that was taking place. So they went and called all the newscasters, amen. They had all the doctors and scientists, and they had all the priests. And they made a little observation room, praise God. And what happened was, on that Sunday, there was about 22-11, praise God. This young man, his name was, what was his name? Oh, it's going to come back to me. Oh, his name was Johnson. I think his name was Johnson. Last name was Johnson. But anyway, he walked into this room, amen. He was a maintenance guy, praise God. And he came into that room, amen. He had a vacuum cleaner. And he went to the life support circuit over there where it was plugged into the wall. And he unplugged it to plug in his vacuum cleaner. Yeah, his name was Bunky Johnson. That's what his name was. Amen. And he went and tucked that vacuum cleaner to plug into the wall. But every time he went to go vacuum that room, he was unplugging the life support system. And that's why the people were dying. See, so they found out what the problem was. Amen. And you said, well, man of God, what in the world I got to do with Jesus? What in the world I got to do with me? Well, I'm trying to let you know, beloved, that Jesus was showing the example, even when it came to Lazarus, that he was the life support. Even though the life support system was cut off, when Jesus came on the scene, he became the life support for Lazarus. Amen. And I want you to know on tonight, as long as you are connected to the life source, you shall not die. So God says, stay connected to the life source, because I am the life source. Amen. I am the life source. Praise God. I want you to understand, beloved, that we are living in a time right now that people will try to cause you or want you to just compromise and give up and say, well, it doesn't take all that to be saved. It don't take all that to be a Christian.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to know, beloved, that the devil is a liar. Amen.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do, but the Bible said that we need to work out our salvation. And
yeah.
You do what you got to do. Many of you need to stay with your first love. Some of you need to go back to where you first fell in love with Jesus. Some of you have been told by other leaders and other people that, oh, I don't think, baby, that God called you to do this. And don't you think God would have told me and this and that? Let me tell you something. Just like God can talk to me, he can talk to you.
That's
amen.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, we go to other people to get, you know, validations and everything else. Amen. I've been there. Let me be the first partaker to tell you I've been there before. But I want you to know one thing, though. I'll go before God. Amen. I'm going to go before God. I'm going to pray. Because if God's going to show you something, God's going to tell you something. Just like a lot of folk going and chasing these prophets. I don't know why I'm going this direction, but let me say this anyway. A lot of people be chasing these prophets and prophetess and everything. But, oh, prophet, can you tell me this? Oh, prophet, can you tell me this? Let me tell you something. Don't chase the prophet. Don't chase the prophetess. Amen. Because
no.
There's many out there that not real, but God
okay.
said that when, you see, let me tell you something, when God gives you a vision, when God puts something in your heart, usually a prophet is going to confirm what God already spoken to you, amen.
That's
it ain't
right.
going to be no psychic type thing, and folks talking about,
that's
well,
right.
I had a dream, and I seen my uncle who died last couple years ago, this and that, and when they come to my, talking about, yeah, well, you know, your uncle, that's me, and you know that you're okay. See, the devil's a liar, because see, dead spirits don't talk that way. They don't talk. Only one that talk that way is that's a divination. That's a spirit of divination. See, we only understand that, praise God. So I'm telling you on tonight, beloved, don't chase after the gift. Let the gift chase after you, amen. Because see, if God called you to be a prophet or called you to be an apostle, a preacher, a door, a keeper, whatever he has called you to be, amen, your gift will chase after you. You make the gift, amen. God put it inside of you. I heard the woman say to me earlier, she said, man of God, all I do is seem to keep on giving. I seem like that's all I do is give. I said, yeah, well, you got the giving ministry, amen. There are givers and there are takers. There's two types of people. There's those that give and there's those that take, amen. But I want you to know on tonight, praise God, that God said, I have positioned this body. You say, what you mean, man of God, positioned the body? Well, God said, there's many members of the body. There's only one body, but there's many members. So what God is doing right now, he said, I got to, like, strategically position the body, amen, because there's coming a time, amen, that we're living in right now. I call it the last hour. You know, we call it last days.
Okay.
I say the last hour, praise God, because why? There's a great falling away. And I just heard not too long. My God, I'm telling you, we had an awesome time last night. I had to share. This is what we did last night on the Prayer Warriors International Prayer Line. My goodness, I'm talking about God showed up. Many people came on the line that were being healed, delivered, set free. God gave us a rhema word. And let me tell you, you know, I can truly say that we were in the place to be last night. If you had missed out on last night, I'm glad we were able to share some of this with you today of what God did on last night. Listen, beloved, I want you to be excited about what God is doing, because let me tell you something. One thing for certain, God didn't make no mistakes. See, God don't make no errors, amen. And what God has set up for you, he's setting up for us too. What you mean? Well, what God promised for your life, he's also promising for us. In other words, he made a promise for all of us. And the thing about it, all we got to do is just believe and trust God to walk in and the promises of God. You know, now maybe you say, well, man of God, you know, I'm young, or man of God, I'm old, or, you know, I'm at that age. Well, let me tell you something. Whatever God has purpose in your life to come to pass, it shall come to pass. Amen. And one thing for certain, he don't make no mistakes. And I want to take this time out, if you don't mind, praise God, just to let you know, amen, that if you're listening to me, I want you to join me on next week. My goodness, I have on the 20th. You ready for this? On April 20th, I have no other than Pastor Clara Underwood Foreman. Oh, my goodness, you better join me. And then on the 21st, I have Pastor Calvin A. Green. On the 23rd, we have Prophetess Wendy Key. I've been waiting to hear this dynamic woman of God as well. Amen. We got a few more people coming in. I believe I'm going to have my friend Joe McRae come back with the Joe McRae Productions, the new play called Jesus Loves Me. Amen. We're coming back with the cast. That's right. Because, you know, that play is coming up next month. We We're right around the corner, amen. You in the tri-state area, you need to go ahead and try to get yourself some tickets, amen. Be on the line. Who knows? He might be giving away a couple free tickets. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that God is up in the midst of the situation. My goodness. Listen, beloved, I truly want to thank y'all for joining me on today. I want to say to you that are listening to me, my supporters, and those that just been pouring into the ministry, I mean, faithfully, I mean, not just monetary, but, you know, your prayers, we definitely solicit your prayers. We thank God for you. I thank God for so many of you. You know, I can go by name, but, you know, I thank God for Sister Corlette, I thank God for Teresa, thinking about Church God, and so many other people. But listen, if you would like to be a blessing and sow into our ministry, please do so by going to www.thewordnumber4today.org. Amen. That's thewordnumber4today.org. That's right, www.thewordnumber4today.org. Org. Amen. We want to just praise God and thank God for you. Amen. And, you know, we're excited about the upcoming gospel concert that we have coming to New Jersey. Amen. We've just been trusting and believing God for so much. Well, let me tell you, I've been able to get a case of Bibles this past week. I'm looking to give out at least another 4 to 5 cases. They come about 28 in a case. They run about, if I round it off, it's about $56, amen. Somewhere in that neighborhood, $56 to $60. Let's round up, say $60, amen. That's for a case of the King James or NIV Bibles. My goodness, you know, I want to give away free Bibles. I want to give away. I don't want to sell nobody nothing at this concert. We want to give the word that came freely to us, freely to them. As we have different artists coming on, praise God. You know, my goodness, I'm excited about what God is doing. I have different artists calling me to be a part of this great outdoor event. The theme is Amen Outside the Four Walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. So, you know, we got to bring the gospel outside the four walls, amen, because we can't just keep it inside. Like the leper said, this is a good thing, and I feel that if we hide this thing, something bad may happen. God said, let us be the light of the world. You can't hide a candle underneath. You got to put that candle. We are the lighthouse. We got to stay on top of that hill that those in the darkness can see the light so they can find a way back to God, amen. So God has called us to be this light. So on today, beloved, we just want to thank you once again. Listen, let me pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank each and every one that's out there that heard this broadcast on today. Lord, as we get ready to get off the broadcast, Lord, that you will bless them this weekend, that they will have a blessed weekend, Lord, and that you will cover them, keep them from all harm and danger. Even right now, Lord, I thank you right now for each and every man, each and every woman, boy, and girl from around the world that has joined us on the internet, on the phone, in the chat rooms, Lord, social networks, Lord. We just bless each and every one. And I ask you, Lord, right now that you just continue this to have your way, that you will pour into their lives, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, just to open doors that no man can close, Lord. Close doors that no man can open, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. We just magnify your holy name. God, that you just continue, Lord, just to move mightily. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, listen, beloved, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm just like overwhelmed with excitement. I just thank God for the love that he continues to show us, amen. And I have a group coming up called Once Called Saul. There, you know, you talk about Pastor Thompson just bringing a variety of different things and things to the concert. Well, my goodness, you know, some folks say, well, they play something that I never heard before. Well, you know, there's all type of genres, you know. We got some that play rock and roll, Christian. We got those that play contemporary. I'm bringing something new for each and every one that's out there, praise God. So y'all better get ready, I'm telling you, because God has been so good. Well, anyway, this is, as we're going out into the weekend, a few minutes left, this will give you a little something. This is called Faded Dream, Once Called Saul. God bless you. As the dew fell from his face, in the moment he was here, and now he's just a trace, a memory lost in time, gone away.
know.